Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Once again, God invites us around his table to share with us his word and to give us a food, as food of our life, the body and blood of his son, who today invites us to eat his body and drink his blood to have eternal life. Today's readings continue to go deeper into the topic of Eucharistic food. In the book of Proverbs, our first reading tells us about the festive food. It is about the invitation to participate in a banquet. And the important thing is that everyone is invited to that banquet. The Christian liturgy found here an authentic symbol of what the Eucharistic banquet should be. A banquet where everyone is invited and from which none, under any circumstances, should be excluded. Eating together, sharing the table, is an element or perhaps an attitude that has cultivated since the most remote times. There may not be a culture, ancient or modern, where food is not present in community for the purpose of celebrating. So when Jesus teaches that he is the true bread that has come down from heaven, he immediately adds, "He who comes to me will never go hungry. He who believes in me will never thirst." So focusing on the theme of today's gospel, we find a second condition to be able to live to the fullness what Jesus proposes to us. Once we truly believe in what he tells us, the second step is to eat his body. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. So today, we are called to meditate very deeply on the value and importance of the Eucharist. The words that Jesus addresses to his listeners are what the community already had in practice. Gather around the table to share life and symbolically eat and drink the body and blood of their Lord. Eat and drink the body and blood of Christ with the purpose that he himself proposes, that he dwell in us and we in him. It goes far beyond what the Eucharist has become in practical life. And to be honest, we will have to recognize that for many of us, the Eucharist has become a custom, a Sunday precept that must be fulfilled. When we do things to fulfill, there is always a void in us. We are missing something. The Eucharist is not just another rite, another sacrament. In fact, It is the principle of the sacraments. And let us not forget that the meaning of the sacrament is the real experience of what is not possible to see. In the sacraments, we are given the full grace of God. And this is possible to grasp it only by faith. So when we come forward or when we participate in that sacrament, is that we are accepting Jesus in us and allowing Jesus to move our being and to do the things that he wants us to do in order to build that kingdom here on earth. So let us keep in mind that the sacraments of the Holy Eucharist is the one we celebrate the most. In some communities, they celebrate it every day. In others, every Sunday. Today, Sunday, the day of the Lord, the community gathers, and not just any gathering. In this celebration, who invites us and presides is the Lord Jesus Christ. So here today, we are challenged the word and we are charged with new energy to live during the following days that mission, that mandate that is implicit in the call the Lord makes us today. In eating his body and drinking his blood, he stays in us, and we must do nothing but to make transparent in each of our actions, in our gestures and words, that he is truly in our being, in our heart. So let us look at what our behavior, my behavior as a believer, is like. Once the Eucharist is over, once we process from the altar, once we step out with Jesus in us, we are to see how that presence of Jesus is in me, is in us, and how that presence of Jesus is in at our home, at my house, at work, in the street, in the grocery store, at school. How is Jesus is responding in us during this week and the days to come? How is Jesus is responding in us when we see our solidarity and our compassion with the suffering, who are alone, those who do not expect great things from us, but simply acts of company and acts of love? How is Jesus is responding to us as we do that mission out there? A couple weeks ago, we did our in gathering for a school, their backpack, and we doubled. Over 100 backpacks was laying here. And those are Jesus in us. That bread and that blood is pouring out to the others to invite and have those around that table so that we can sense that community and that love of Christ, and putting Christ in action. So let us pray to the Lord to give us strength, to give us light and wisdom, so to give the Eucharist its original meaning, which Jesus wanted us to embrace that. And that is what Jesus wants us to put that body and blood in action. So that our gestures, our words, and our actions always be in tune with what we celebrate here in church. The Holy Eucharist in action. That in every way that we move around, in every way that we look at our brothers and sisters, we can make a difference as we hear ministering to one another, ear and heart. May God bless us. Amen.